This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hi, South Canyon. Thanks for taking a few minutes to listen to this conversation. Pastor Josh here. I'm with Pastor Joel and Pastor Brent, and we want to talk about the opportunity that we have here, starting mid-March and going through May, well, early May, to host Life Inc. Life Inc. is a division of Love Inc. Love Inc. is a ministry in our community, a Christian ministry in our community that we're big supporters of. In fact, the founder of that used to be on staff here at this church and actually left this church to start that ministry. So we have a close tie with that ministry and appreciate how they are trying to mobilize the church to engage physical needs in our community in the love of Christ, with taking with them the message of Christ, and hopefully getting those people who are having their needs met get plugged into churches. So we appreciate the church-centered focus of Love Inc. And so one opportunity that we have coming up with Life Inc. is we get to be the host facility for that and the host church. And what we want to do is make sure that we take full advantage of the opportunity that Love Inc. and Life Inc. is creating for us to meet our neighbors, to know their stories, and to bring the grace that our church has been given, bring that to bear on their physical and ultimately their spiritual needs. So we want to talk to you a little bit about that and how you might be engaged.
Yeah, I have, in the last year, actually been asked to and have joined the board at Love Inc., and I appreciate the ministry more and more as I'm an insider to some extent now. Very thankful for how Love Inc., and particularly Life Inc., approaches helping people in need. We've actually got a class in our, a life class right now, called When Helping Hurts, and that's a book that's influenced the leadership at Love Inc., and it's a very helpful book to know how you really can best help people in need. You do help tangibly, but you also, like through Life Inc., offer ways for them to learn and to grow in their lives so that they can begin to be more responsible and more able to take care of their families and to provide for their families and so forth. So Life Inc. is a part of Love Inc. that's very special to me. I first became aware of Love Inc. through being a part of Life Inc. a while back now. Actually, one of our elders was teaching a class there, and I was in the class as one of the people in the class who was there to help people with the specific things that we were working on. In that class, it was called Jobs for Life, helping people get jobs, helping people to understand what it means to keep a job and how to even apply and do a resume for a job. So I was first exposed then, and then after that, I began to be involved in other classes, and then I began to teach classes in Life Inc., and so I've been doing this now for several years. And the class that I've taught, and Josh has actually joined me in teaching this class recently, is Christianity Explored, which is just a simple way of presenting the gospel over the course of these class sessions with people, to people who are in that particular class. It's basically based on the Gospel of Mark, and it talks about the gospel and what it means to know Christ. So that's an opportunity that's been there and continues to be there through this ministry. And we want our people to be involved in this coming quarter as it's hosted here in our church by coming and helping serve meals, but also interacting with people who are here for those classes so that there is the opportunity for relationship and the opportunity for witness in the context of that. And there are other ways that we're desiring our people to consider being a part of what God is going to be doing here in our facility through the Life Inc. classes that'll be meeting here soon.
So here's how Life Inc. works, is that people with a need approach Love Inc. or are referred to Love Inc., and they have a furniture ministry, the Clearinghouse. They do food vouchers. They have a number of different ways that they can help people overcome challenges that they're facing. And but what they do is, instead of just handing those out, they give opportunity for people to more or less earn those things. And one of the ways they can do that, or are encouraged to do that, is to take classes. And that's what Life Inc. is. It's a training and equipping where there are ways to try to help people overcome and be equipped to overcome the challenges they faced in their life. And the idea is to make sure that they see what it is that God has given them, skills and abilities and responsibilities, and how do we help them cultivate those. The idea being not just giving them something that may help temporarily, but kind of the whole giving a fish versus teaching someone to fish kind of idea. And the idea is for them to see that they have been given particular gifts and abilities by God, and that we want to come alongside them and equip them in those things. And so that's what it is they're encouraged to come and volunteer and take classes as well in order to have some ownership in the help that they're receiving, as well as build relationships with people who will walk with them. And so different classes like nutrition on a budget, you know, how to get your food costs down and still feed your family well, how to interview for a job. There's things like computer skills and job interview skills, and just a lot of different classes. There's also some that, like we've done a Christianity Explained or Explored. There's a variety of different discipling things, how to overcome addiction, how to recover from abuse. I mean, there's just a whole variety of things that really hit the whole spectrum of what often is contributing factors to people being in extreme need. And so we love that. We love that there's an equipping, and it's the gospel is taken into those things. So the Life Inc. evening starts with a meal that people can bring their whole family to. So they get a meal right out of the gate, a gracious giving of a meal. And then there's usually, as we dismiss from the meal, a prayer and maybe a gospel presentation or some sort of invitation by the host church to be engaged and to know Christ. And then they break off into their classes, and there's stuff for kids too. So the kids are taught Bible classes and the gospel while the parents are taking these various classes. And along the way, the host church and those who volunteer with Life Inc. are building relationships and modeling the love of Christ while they're equipping them and showing and helping them learn the skills that they need along the way. So that's what we have the opportunity to be a part of. And some of the needs that we have, so we encourage you to consider on Thursday nights investing in this ministry and becoming relationally connected, as well as meeting some tangible needs. Some of the things that we have is, by God's grace, actually, we, I think, have all the meals provided by different life groups within the church, which is a real huge help to feed the 100 or so that will be here every Thursday night. So we thank you for those of you that have signed up for that. We're in good shape there. We are in need of a couple people who will oversee their food pantry. At the end of the night, those who have completed the class for that evening can pick up bags of food that have been donated. And so having finished their class that evening, they then get sent home with a bunch of bread from Panera or different things that have been donated by Feeding South Dakota or different organizations. So we do need a couple people who would just be willing to oversee that, be trained. There will be people who train you on how to do that and then be in charge of organizing that and then distributing that each evening. We want people who would be greeters and table hosts. We have in the past done a pretty good job of providing food, but we really have noticed that we keep a bit of a relational distance. So you've got us who are serving in the kitchen, and you got the people out there, and it seems like there's this divide where we want to try to overcome that and help us as people go to them and engage those who are participating relationally. So that's a step we want to make. And if there are people who would be willing to just be hospitality folks who sit at the different tables and just get to know people and to try to break down some of the us-them barriers of going, no, South Canyon is with you. We love you. We want to get to know you. We want you to get to know us. And so people who would just be table hosts, just conversationalists around the tables and greeters in the ministry to make this a warm relational place and to help break down the idea that we're here to fix you, but we're here to journey towards wholeness in Christ together. and then there's a lot of needs within the children's ministry. Probably 8 or so volunteers per week would be very helpful just in help caring for the kids, so that those parents can give their full attention to the class. And the kids can be taught well. And man, it is just straight up gospel teaching with them. So it is a awesome opportunity to present the good news of Jesus and some of the glorious stories of the Bible and how they point to Christ to kids that maybe a lot of them have never heard it or have never had the opportunity to know these things. So we encourage that. So those would be the primary regular needs. There's also just occasional needs that pop up as well, but those are some of the regular ones that are very great opportunities.
And one of the things I would say about the child care is there would be obviously young children, and it would be child care. And so there'd be some who would volunteer who would help in that way, and then there'd be others who would be with those who are a little older, who would be involved with games and be involved with a Bible story, a Bible lesson, and some opportunities that would go along with that. So there's a range of opportunities there depending on how you might want to be involved or be able to be involved in that area. And then with the food pantry, another thing I was thinking, I believe if I'm remembering correctly, the people who are able to go to the food pantry are obviously present that night for the class, but also have completed the homework typically that's been assigned for them coming into that week. And so it's just, again, it's an incentive for them to not only come to the class, but also to do a little bit of reading or a little bit of stuff that they've been asked to do, small usually in one sense, but to do something to continue to learn from and make the best of that the class that they're taking. So again, a very, very wonderful way to incentivize and encourage people to take responsibility, take initiative, to learn, to grow, so that they can fish and not just receive the fish and so forth. So.
Joel, you're kind of new to all this. Is there anything you want to chime in on? But on this,
I'd just say, not having a lot of experience or exposure to it. But from what I've just heard from pastors and others, seems like a great model. I've seen, you know, in Portland, there's a lot of need. There's a huge homeless in Oregon homeless population. But just seeing churches struggle through how to help people, and you just have a, you know, clothing, you know, place for people to get free clothes, or you just hand out food, but, you know, you've got people with all kinds of addictions, and it's that, you know, when helping hurts. I mean, and so just having seen how churches struggle through how to handle that and how to actually make a difference that's good and really be able to engage people with both the gospel and really help them, this seems like a really good approach that's balanced and both, yeah, compassion and serving, but also helping people to be able to make changes and improve their circumstances.
Yeah, and the idea, you know, behind when helping hurts is that sometimes our charity can do more harm than good. We mean well, but what can happen is that, you know, you just give somebody money and kind of keep it a distance, is that it can affirm the giver, can kind of affirm a superiority that I've done a good deed and I'm in some ways superior to them. And then it can also affirm an inferiority or affirm that they aren't able, that the only thing that they'll ever be able to do is receive handouts. And it can end up creating a greater and greater divide, that these are the people who can't make it, and here's the people who have made it. And our charity actually can create greater divides and reinforce that in such a way that it's harder and harder. And Love Inc. is trying hard, and through Life Inc., to break that down. And so we want to approach this not as we're the together people who've got our stuff together and they're the broken people and we're trying to, but we're all broken in different ways. And so how can we all humbly try to work together? And there's much that we can learn from those who are participating too. There is much we can learn about faith and about perseverance and about how God's grace works in their lives. I've never come away from an evening of Life Inc. having not been encouraged myself and learned things about what walking with God looks like, even from them. So our desire here is to try to, in our own hearts, protect ourselves from thinking we're the ones that have it together, and we're going to try to help those who don't have it together. But we're all broken. We all have different areas of need. And so how can we cooperate together and share the grace that we've been given, but also not miss out on the grace that God has given them for us? There's more to it than just prosperity and monetary prosperity. There's so much more that God is doing. And we would be lacking as a church if we fail to recognize and appreciate the grace that God has placed even than those who are struggling in our community. So that's a bit of the idea there. So that's why we want to engage more than just providing food and kind of keeping a relational distance, but engaging them. And I haven't had a week yet where I haven't been able to pray for someone or had opportunities to share Christ with someone and just listen. What we do, what the Brown family does, is we started doing this last year. We plan to do it again this year, is to bring our whole family to this. And so our kids participate in with the other kids. And what that does is that gives our kids an ability to minister too, as they seek to set a good example, as they seek to try to help other kids learn how to interact well with one another, learn some of the Bible stories or characteristics of Christ. They're learning too, and they're seeing themselves not as other than these kids. So they're getting both the opportunity to connect with them relationally as peers, but then also an opportunity to be engaged in ministry as they help serve salad, as they help get to know other kids, as they answer questions about the Bible or different things like that. So we found it to be a very effective and enjoyable whole family ministry as we seek as a family to give what we have to offer to these folks and then be blessed by them in return. So we encourage you to be a part of that. We do have a, I don't know when this audio will be released, but we do have a luncheon following church, the church worship service on, what would that be, the 10th, March 10th in the gym. So if you're able to, I know this would be short notice, but to join us, we're going to have an informational meeting about that. The person who leads Life Inc. is actually a member of our church, so we have a very close personal relationship with Life Inc., and so he'll share a little bit. And if you're at all interested in being involved, let us know, and we will find ways to connect you to the needs. Any final thoughts?
Thanks for joining. We look forward to it.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.